This is Growing Up Aspen with Andy Collin, Chris Pomeroy. We're starting season two. Where are they now? Where we catch up with some of our old schoolmates. Today we're here with Missy Brinkman Grice. What was the genesis for Public Coffee? You've been doing for a while. I remember when you...
Public's 10 years old. So I started it with a business partner who happened to be my boyfriend. And we were living together and he had two teenage daughters and I had a teenage daughter. And then he decided that sleeping with the baristas would be a good idea.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I was like, I bought this building where the roastery is and the event venue, 12,000 square feet. So we have coffee roastery, public coffee roasters, and then we have public coffee, the cafe, and then we have public space, which is a 4,000 square foot event venue, all attached. And the cafe is two stories, and it even has little offices around that you can rent up on the mezzanine. But I had bought the building and I was like, you know what? Coffee was your dream and you're the restaurant food and beverage guy. I'm just like marketing and have a pretty deep Rolodex. And the minute we opened the doors, I knew we would have customers because I could just invite people from all the various things that, you know, places I've volunteered or whatever, school, friends, whatever. And I was like, you need to buy me out and you need to buy the building because I'm not going to be your landlord. Because I was the landlord separately.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have any money.
Oh, wow.
So I know nothing about coffee.
Right.
I just hired a bunch of people. And actually, this week, we've been doing manager reviews. And I have people that have been with me 7, 8, 9 years.
Wow. That's great.
My general manager will have been with me 9 years in January, and our barista trainer and educator, we actually have a woman that's fantastic. She rides a Harley and I love her. She's so badass, but she goes around to all the publics and works on consistency and quality with the baristas, but they've both been with me since January. I can't do the math, but 9 years.
Wow.
So this is a difficult question. I apologize in advance, but is the barista monger still in the picture?
No.
Nope.
No. I might be the only person in Salt Lake City that hasn't run into him. Honestly, all my friends would be like, I was at a thing, you know? And I'm like, still here. Never seen him. And he's bounced around at different coffee places. And, you know, it's a small town. Everybody knows who he is and what he stands for.
Where would you say the skills that you got to stand up and do that? And do a lot of stuff you learn on the fly. You just have to. I mean, I have an animation studio. I started it in 91. I've gone through lots of different markets and the trans change and this and that, working with ad agencies, then you're working with studios. But I feel like deep down there's certain things that I learned as a kid growing up that sort of helped give me that ability to do that. Do you feel like there are things that you have obtained throughout? Because running a thing like that with a bunch of people, that's serious. I mean,
yeah, it's now it's real
cheerleaders with Jen Bloomquist, you know?
Yeah. You don't think cheerleading is a skill that's transferable?
I'm sure it is.
So I really think that, you know, watching my mom run a film production company and being a PA, and, you know, in the film industry, it's wacky, right? There's no, right? Like, you want... My story I always tell is the director that came to town that found this boat, this like float boat that someone owned in Aspen that was, you know, 100 years old and wood. And he wanted that boat at one of those lakes at the top of Smuggler. And the owner was like, you're not putting this boat on a trailer. and hauling it up Smuggler Road. And he's like, well, what if we helicopter it? And they did, right? So I grew up watching that kind of stuff, right. Like shenanigans of there's always a yes, and you just hustle and you get creative. And my God, please surround yourself with people that are smarter than you are, that know how to do jobs that you don't know how to do. And I've absolutely been so lucky because I have gotten people that love coffee. And I have, you know, two restaurants now out of it, and the servers and the kitchen staff and everybody. I mean, they are good people, but they're also really good at their jobs. And I'm just like a
brilliant snapshot of capitalism or America. I mean, just the story you just told is just, that's awesome. Andy would say that we all learned those key skills in capitalism from selling the newspaper. You know, as you said before, buy it for 10 cents, sell it for 20, get a big tip and go back and get more, you know. But that's a really great story and a great snapshot of capitalism, I think.
It is.
Success, you know.
You know what it is? I feel like the thing I got out of Aspen was collaboration. In other words, we had more fun with other people than we did with ourselves. And I felt like I grew up in a group and I feel more comfortable in a group, like when I'm doing stuff with a bunch of folks, as opposed to just myself, even if I can do it. It just feels so much better when you've got someone to sort of play with and, you know.
Well, and I think, Andy, you're obviously an extrovert.
Yeah.
I mean, I am too. I am too, you know? Yeah.
I'm more on the extrovert when I need to be, but I honestly kind of feel the opposite of Andy sometimes. Although I do love working with him and other people, but sometimes it's better to just put my head down and work on stuff and then get it out there to see what people think, you know?